Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 232 Pac, of course. We're at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth at Citizens Bank Park. The Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks wants to wish our team good luck this October. Experience the difference with showrooms in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Who had a worse game over the weekend? Rob Thompson on Saturday or Nick Sirianni yesterday?
Wow.
What do you think the – well, what's your opinion and what do you think the poll is at?
I would say Rob Thompson on Saturday. I don't know if Nick Sirianni had a bad game yesterday. I know the lack of running has everybody ticked off. I understand that. But again, it's their first loss in 20-something odd games. Losing game one at home with some questionable decisions, like having Robertson come out again after he hasn't done it all year at his age. I think more people are feeling the loss of that Phillies game than they are the Eagles right now. So I'd go 65% Rob Thompson.
Pretty close. 56% Rob Thompson.
Okay.
You know, I don't disagree that bringing Robertson back out was a mistake, but the amount of talk about Rob Thompson on that game Saturday night is a four-letter word. COPE. It is a cope. The top of the lineup was useless. The first three guys were useless. Kyle Schwarber had four uncompetitive at-bats. Bryce Harper had...
He hit one to the wall.
And it was a bad at-bat.
Almost 1 yard.
Look, I'm not letting you do that today. But Bryce Harper had one single and three uncompetitive at-bats. By the way, both guys not only missed fastballs right down the middle of the plate, but stared at fastballs right down the middle of the plate. And Trey Turner walked once. You can't, like, that is, you're telling me that if Kyle Schwarber hits a double when the bases are, when there's two guys on, whatever it was, that we're talking about whether Rob Thompson had David Robertson in or not, those guys didn't do their job. They didn't do their job. We said it from last year to this year that they're not going to win in the playoffs unless those guys perform, and they didn't perform. That's it. In the playoffs, everything is elevated,
yeah,
and everything is magnified, and yeah, that decision. But like, let's not act like, you know, Rob Thompson has at his disposal what Dave Roberts has at his disposal in the bullpen. Roberts has Glasnow sitting in the bullpen, Clayton Kershaw sitting in the bullpen, Sasaki sitting. Guys that were not in the bullpen, yeah, you know, 3 weeks ago. So I just, if Schwarber cannot get off of whatever is wrong with him right now, if Harper cannot produce, if Trey Turner can't get on base, they're not going to beat this team, you know? And I think ultimately that game is on those three guys.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, they get paid the big bucks to come through. And listen, they didn't hit Saturday night. And they certainly need to contribute way more tonight. But the fact of the matter is, when you have Ohtani on the mound and you do have that, how many runs are you expecting to get? So you know you're going to be managing a closely contested baseball game. And so your decisions they mean more. They matter more.
100%.
And so hitters aren't going to hit all the time. Ohtani struck out four times.
Their big three won
Saturday
one for 12.
Night. Yeah, like
well,
that.
But one of their big three won the game.
Well,
I mean, one of their top three guys won
the
game.
Three. Yeah.
I mean,
if you want to do Freeman, Mookie,
yeah,
and Ohtani.
And Ohtani.
They had other guys step up.
Teoscar Hernandez hits third in their lineup.
Well, he doesn't really. He did it because the lefty's on the mound.
Okay. He was hitting third.
I understand.
Okay.
But who were their big three?
Betts, Ohtani, and Freddie Freeman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other guys stepped up. Like, I hear you. I'm frustrated with the three, and in order to win the series, they
And by have. one of those big three also was the reason that Kyle Schwarber struck out three times and Bryce Harper struck out three. You know what I mean? Like, so you could say that they didn't one of them produced
Ohtani
in a big
up
way.
Pitching wise, for sure.
Yeah, but he also, it was a 3-0 game.
He gave up three.
That's
runs,
where
yeah.
that's where like I like Rob Thompson in a game like that. Every little thing is going to matter. And it's the thing I hate more than anything in the world is when a reliever gets a big out and he puts him back out there. He hasn't adjusted that in 4 years. And it's come back to bite them in big games a lot. So I hear you. It's not the reason they lost isn't really because of Rob Thompson. Like the players have to be
better.
Those
are two options you gave us.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah.
But he also, I thought he was a disaster on Saturday.
Well, disaster. Aside from the Robertson thing, what else do you have a problem with?
It's really just that, but that could have cost him the game. And going it back to him rather than having a better plan, feeling like if Ranger's going to be good to go tonight, why wasn't he good to go in that game? Like, you could have brought him out for the eighth. It felt like a game he was managing in August, not game one of the NLDS.
So you feel comfortable bringing Ranger out for two righties before Ohtani?
Well, I have Strom start that inning. I'm saying if you're worried about Strom, then I'm bringing him. I'm letting Ranger pitch the eighth. Like, I would have rather just let Strom start the seventh. He's gotten lefties and righties out all year. This has never been a thing where he's just pocketed is only getting a lefty out. And then I would have let Ranger pitch the eighth if you were afraid to go to Kirkering.
And then the other thing is Strom, that pitch, it was a horrible pitch. I mean, the pitch that Hernandez hit was a bad pitch. I saw all this stuff about tipping. Stop it. He threw a meatball over the center of the plate, and a guy who has hit home runs in the playoffs before hit a home run off of him. That's what happened. The same guy, Páez, was on second base when he struck out Ohtani. Páez was on second base when Mookie Betts popped up, right? The same guy looking in his glove or whatever the hell happened. Teoscar Hernandez did not need a hint to hit that ball the way he hit that ball. So, but look, it's one loss. It is one loss. Nobody thought that the Phillies were sweeping the Dodgers. Is you win tonight, and you know, worse then go split in LA, and you're right back here on Saturday night with a chance to win the series.
Most people said Phils in five.
Yes, you have to lose two games.
You have to lose two games.
Yeah,
for that to happen.
Yep.
I just don't want to lose game one.
Nope.
Kind of felt like they were going to. Had a feel.
You had a feel.
Had a feel.
215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Somewhat of a happy Monday. At least we get to see it. How about that?
Yeah.
I guess that's why I look at it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you got to find some positivity some type of way. You know what I'm talking about? Spike, Ike, I kind of agree with you both. Yes, we saw some good throws out there yesterday. I mean, the boy was 280, two touchdowns, no turnovers. But daggone, man, six sacks is just ridiculous. I mean, I love Jalen, but Jalen game, I see why Spike and Jack commented on it so much. It's too hesitant. It needs to be faster. You know what I'm saying? What's the name? Like, he got to pick it up, especially in key moments. I agree with Corey. I can't stand all of this arguing that's going on. It's a bad recipe for a disastrous season. It is starting to mimic 2023 a little bit. I mean, the refs, yes, they were awful, but so was the team. And we have seen some daggone good offense, but we just don't see it. Two halves in a row in a game. The Rams, we waited to the second half. Last week, it was the first half. This week, the first half. And then nothing. You come out, you keep throwing the ball, what's name, three and out. It's just ridiculous. They got to get themselves. They need a canvas to put this art on. Right now, they just in there putting the hand in the paint buckets, throwing everything around and hoping it makes something that's a Picasso or whatever you want to call it, Gauvais or whatever, whatever big-time artist is. It's just getting ridiculous. It was a beautiful day yesterday. Took my wife out to the game. I just knew. Took her to the game. We're sitting in the end zone. I was like, boy, I'm going to get blessed by the best tonight. The ending just made me not want to do nothing. I needed a blue chew for the guy who didn't need a blue chew. You know what I'm talking about? I was down in the dump.
You know what happened? They were having success throwing the ball, and then they fell in love with it. They just kept throwing the ball. Instead of once you get the lead, then you start to try to establish the run game. Right, like, that's what they should have been doing.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, they're going to say,
when you're up 17-3, run the football.
Saquon ended the game with six carries, man. We can't be playing like that. It was just disastrous. They messed me up. And before I get out this door, here's a fact. If you don't know where to find her, I can tell you where to get Alexis Texas at. Holler at me, boy.
All right. We're trying. It's too serious of a day.
Doing that at two, kids in the car. It's 2:39.
We got a ball game to win tonight.
What are we doing? Yeah.
Our pets' heads are falling off with the football team.
215-592-9494. After Jack tells you about National Appliance Warehouse, I'm going to ask Ike a question about Saquon.
So you know how our favorite caller, OG Wade, has a four-point system to win a football game?
Yes.
There's a three-point system in National Appliance Warehouse.
Well, that's good, because a three-point system makes a lot more sense than a four-point system does.
A, or point one.
Yep.
The right appliances.
Yep, they have the over 100 brands.
From Sub-Zero, Cove, Wolf, whatever you could possibly need. Over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. So, that's point one.
Yep.
Point two.
Price.
You need the lowest price possible. That's guaranteed by Price Assure,
yep.
Which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. Also, tax-free Delaware helps. And finally, point three is a great service team there to take care of you.
The people
matter who you're buying appliances from. Also, they do delivery to your home, obviously, and they take care of you from that.
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I hope they don't just deliver it wherever they want.
Yeah, whatever they want. Wherever they want. But listen, they're one of the fastest growing companies right now, retailers in the Delaware Valley. And if you want to join a positive work culture that Mark Stemackin has built, you got to email Scott@NAWDE.com. Scott@NAWDE.com. Make sure your kitchen is game day ready. So visit NationalAppliancesWarehouse.com or stop by their showroom in Middletown or Wilmington, Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. Let me ask you this.
Yep.
We've talked a lot, and offensive line not as good this year as it was last year, undebatable. When we're talking about Saquon, that is certainly part of the recipe.
Uh-huh.
But here's one thing I thought when I saw it yesterday. When Saquon breaks off that 17-yard run, don't you kind of think that last year he would have scored on that?
Yeah.
So that part of it is making me think that maybe he just doesn't have quite as much pop as he had last year.
That may be the case.
You know?
I mean, but that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
No, I'm not surprised.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, that. We've been saying that all offseason.
Yep.
Touches, this and that and the other.
Yep.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why I said the passing game needs to be what leads the offense and everything else. I think Saquon should be a complement to this offense, right? Like, that's what it should be. To go into games hoping he's breaking all 40, 50-yard runs, it's just not the formula you can have for a running back who touched the ball 500 times a year before.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah. And unfortunately, the one thing we didn't count on was the offensive line perhaps feeling it the way that maybe they do. And
that's the real issue.
Yeah.
Like, that's the real issue. Lane hadn't finished the game in two or three weeks. He was fine yesterday. But Landon Dickerson didn't finish the game.
Out again.
Yesterday. And so, and I don't think, and this is no disrespect to Tyler Stain, he's doing his best he can out there, but his level of play is lesser than what Mekhi Becton's level of play was last year at that right guard position. And quite frankly, Cam Jurgens, before his back injury and back surgery, he played a lot better. So they are fighting through all of this. They really are. And I'll say this about Saquon, I'll believe this until I am blue in the face. And if you see me, I'm a couple of shades away from being there already, being blue in the face. The point is that Saquon, at a Superman level, if he comes down a couple of notches, he's still higher than 80% of the other running backs in the league.
Right.
Right? It's when you're way up here and you come down a couple notches, like, I don't think he's went from being here to way down here.
He's not like when DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, he's not there anymore, but he's somewhere in there. And 80% of what Saquon was last year, 75% of what Saquon was last year, with these passing weapons, should be good enough for you to have a top 10 offense.
And he shouldn't be at 3 yards a carry. And
right.
And I know this is sort of, you can't really do this with running backs because it's really everybody, but he was 6 carries for, you know, what, 31 yards or whatever it was. But when you, without that 17 yarder, then it's 5 carries for 13 yards. And a lot of them were, you know, he's hit behind the line of scrimmage. So I wonder.
Well, also, yes, they got to give him enough carries.
Yeah, to get another big one.
He didn't even get warmed up. Yeah. Like, he didn't even get going yesterday.
I wonder if, of all the offseason decisions, the two, especially considering what they ended up costing the teams that went to them, the two that might bite them the most are the combination of Becton and Isaiah Rodgers. Becton signed, I think, a one-year deal for $8 million, and Isaiah Rodgers signed 2 years, 4.2 a year, I think. And those are, when you're looking at, if you have Becton there instead of Steen, if you have Isaiah Rodgers there instead of the combination of Adoree Jackson, Keeler Ringo, all that sort of stuff, maybe those are the two that are, you know, putting away, we know they couldn't afford Josh Sweat. We knew they weren't going to pay Milton Williams. You know, Bryce Huff was definitely going to be going. All of those decisions, you know, CJGJ, it seems like that one is those two are the two that might end up hurting.
But I'll tell you what, though, in their defense, not for what the results are, but the thinking and the logic behind it, Stein is a third-round draft pick that plays guard that should be better.
Steen.
He's a third-round draft pick that should be better than what he is, right? Yep. Right. Like, it shouldn't be as great of a drop-off. Put it that way, playing guard shouldn't be as great of a drop-off. Keely Ringo, because he hasn't developed into what he should have developed into, now we're looking at what Isaiah Rodgers is doing. Isaiah Rodgers was suspended 2 years ago for gambling. Wasn't even playing. And he came here, and it was a great fourth corner, third corner that helped him win the Super Bowl last year. But Keely Ringo, as a young corner on a rookie contract, third year in this system, second year under Vic Fangio, is supposed to be your starting corner. Like, when we talk about replenishing talent with younger players, that's what they tried to do. Young draft picks, so you can't pay everybody. And it's because those other guys hasn't necessarily played up to expectations. Stein, I mean, Steen. Steen less than Kelee Ringo.
Yep.
Steen hasn't been bad. He just, Mekhi Becton was a damn wall over there.
Yeah.
Next to Lane Johnson.
He was huge. Yeah.
He was huge.
215-592-9494. OG Jason.
And then the guy we traded for from Houston.
Kenyon Green?
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah. Didn't help the Ravens yesterday.
They didn't give us. Is that where he's at?
Yeah.
The Ravens?
41-10?
Yeah.
Terrible.
Yeah, that's a talk about. You know, if we think we have it bad today, imagine being a Ravens fan. I mean, this is a lost season for them, you know.
Yeah.
OG Jason, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Thank you again for making Friday special for me and my son. And I know Drew and Justin also had a phenomenal weekend because, in part because of you guys.
Sure, at the Red October rally on Friday at Stateside Live. Yep, of course.
We had overalls on, right?
Yeah, sir. Happy 39th birthday. Happy 39th.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's your birthday, yeah.
Thank you. But I want to talk about the Eagles first, and then I'll take a quick hit on the Phillies. You know, it seems like morale on the Eagles is down ever so slightly. And I've been saying for years, whether it's my personal professional career or in other organizations, that there's three ways to improve morale. One of them is communication, which you guys already touched on. Another one is transparency, and another one is training, right? So we need to, like you guys said, we need to get everybody on the same page. I don't know who is in charge of this team. I know we have a head coach. I know we've got captains. I know we've got Big Dom. I don't know who's in charge.
Well, I mean, Nick Sirianni's supposed to be in charge.
The head coach is in charge of the team.
He gets paid to be in charge, but we need someone, whether it's the head coach or the captains or Jalen Hurts himself, to step up and take command of the team and get everyone together.
You know, I think Jordan, you know, I don't know if you saw the story from Ashlyn Sullivan about Jordan and some other leaders on the team going to Nick Sirianni and wanting to cancel Victory Monday, that they didn't want the Mondays off anymore because they didn't think they had played well enough to get it. And they don't have to worry about that today because there is no Victory Monday, but I think I get the feeling Jordan is trying. You know, just based on things he has said publicly, the way that he has acted, it's trying to take that leadership, you know, thing. But as far as I think that if we're talking about the communication thing between Hurts, AJ, and I agree, the morale, you know, they could also be facing, we haven't said Super Bowl hangover in weeks, but I mean, this happens, you know, to teams. I think they're trying, but I think if the communication thing is weird between Jalen and other important players that he has to play with, I don't know what Jordan can do there. You know, I don't know what other leaders can do. That's up to those guys.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you can suggest things. You can have as many team meetings as you want to or dinners as you want to. Who shows up to the dinners, right? Are the people that are there, are they there for the same common goal of trying to resolve whatever issues that are there and communicate those things? These guys aren't new teammates. They've been together for years. So I would imagine they've tried these things. They had 2023 when they saw what happened to that season. A lot of these same players, at least the main players, are still here from then. So they got a chance to see the wrong way to do things. They saw last year where they had a couple bumps in the road throughout the season, and then it all came to a head with some of the things that BG said on our airwaves, and they had to have a come-to-Jesus moment, and they went and won the Super Bowl. So like they know what it takes. This isn't some new team and new players that are new to this. They've gone through this and they overcome it to win a Super Bowl. So, and the reason they were able to do it, because they wanted to do it. So I say that to say, these guys have to want to get this thing fixed together. It's easy to say when it's a camera in front of your face and you got to somewhat put a message or a perception out there to the fan base, but are you really doing the work behind the scenes? Are you really doing the work behind the scenes? And these are grown men, millionaires, multimillionaires. No one's going to tell them what to do. You're going to suggest things, and you hope everybody has the same sort of goal they want to achieve, that we're all pulling the same direction. They want a ring. They've been financially secured. Those are the hardest people to lead sometimes when people stray away. Like, those are the hardest ones. That's why I never disrespect or underappreciate what the Patriots did for 20 years. People talk about Belichick. I never disrespect that because I know how hard it is just to win. I never did it.
Yep.
And to do it that long, every year with egos and everything else, that's not easy to do in today's sports. It's just not. That's why dynasties don't exist. They're rare.
Yeah, it's tough.
They're rare.
It's tough. Well, Jason, real quick on the Phils, what do you got?
Yeah, Spike, I'm going to back you up on the top three need to hit. I said before the trade deadline, it doesn't matter if we get the best closer in the league if we can't get him the lead in the ninth inning. I love that the bottom of our lineup has showed up at the very end of the season, but they can't be expected to bring us to victory in the playoffs when our top three guys can't hit the ball.
Yeah, and they, you know what, they by and large, and congrats to the union on when you want to give a congrats to the union on winning.
The Shield.
What's
it called? Elliot kept bringing that up yesterday. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about.
One of the worst things he's ever done.
We are not a complete city of losers, Spike. We do have the number one seed in the MLS playoffs, and the championship runs through Chester.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
The Chester County Union, baby.
Yeah. No, it's in Delaware. Chester is in Delaware County.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Chester County. All right. Thanks, Jason.
He drives you crazy with that, doesn't he?
What? Well, I mean, it is.
The correction.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We're just all doing bits.
Yeah, I know, but it's not Chester County.
No, I know.
Aren't you from here?
I know. The Delco Union.
Yeah. Congrats to Union. Being number one seed after that year last year? What a horrible year last year. They were an embarrassment last year.
I didn't know.
Oh, they were. Yeah, they were terrible last year.
So they went from worst to first.
Pretty much. I mean,
wow.
It was.
What inspiring.
It was the maddest I've ever seen Union fans was last year. It really is. It's a good story. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up at 3:15, we will bring you Coach Nick Sirianni's day after press conference. Donovan McNabb joins us at 4, and we will continue to talk about yesterday's game and then take you up to tonight's game. A lot going on right now. A lot going on.
Let's go lock in.
Hopefully it's this way for a few more weeks. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.